Hello and welcome to the Pet Healer Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Mitzi Vargas, and today we have an esoteric theme or topic. It is really about crystals. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I found these beautiful rings for all of the YouTubers out there that are watching. It's beautiful. It's 14 karat, plated. But it has two small amethyst stones. And so I love and I'm drawn to amethyst because it has so many properties or purpose properties for healing. And also because it's purple. And in feng shui, which studies the energies of colors or shapes or orientations, purple signifies abundance and royalty. And so I'm drawn to abundance and royalty. Obviously, I want that as to manifest that. So I'm drawn to that color, the amethyst. But the stone itself, over the years, many of my students that have come here to do the hours, they gift me with amethyst because they realize how more into these crystals I am. And so I have beautiful pieces at home. I have a pyramid, I have a lot of things, and I enjoy it. There's many accounts of their purposes of amethyst, and some include enhancing the immune system, improving endocrine function, improving the appearance of your skin. A lot of people think I look a lot younger than I am, so maybe it's the amethyst, who knows, right? Promoting digestive health, reducing headaches and balancing hormones. But these are all unproven scientifically by the scientific method. But I wouldn't discard that as, oh, well, then if there's no double-blind placebo studies, then I don't want to believe in crystals. I don't care about crystals. Well, sometimes things are very hard to quantify and very hard to measure. And there's not a lot of interest by the big industries to fund such studies or design such studies. There are a lot of mental claims for amethyst that it really calms, like when if you're suffering from depression, that it will help you. And I wanted to know why they said that. You know, why is it so pervasive everywhere? People tell me, yes, amethyst for mental health. And of course, I'm drawn to amethyst, so maybe I'm a little crazy, right? Or maybe I'm unbalanced, or maybe I'm trying to balance myself. But in Greek mythology, the Romans thought that the amethyst was given to them by a titan named Rhea, and he was the god of wine, and he always was drunk. So Dionysus gave the amethyst to Rhea to preserve his sanity, to get him to be sober. So, of course, the Romans and Greeks of the antiquity used them to try to keep them from getting drunk or to treat addictions. And so to that, nowadays, nobody really uses amethyst for addictions, but they do use it for people have anxiety. That's a great crystal to give, or anxiety or depression. Those are really great crystals to be surrounded for. So crystals can transmit energy. That has been studied. And of course, you know, we use diamonds in the construction and the, functioning of a lot of pieces of technology. And diamonds, obviously, formed from carbon. It's a beautiful crystal. So there are many properties that the crystals can hold on to or give back. And so some metaphysical practitioners said that the amethyst, they use amethyst to block negative energy. Again, I am even more convinced. Every single thing I hear kind of like applies to me, is a benefit to me. So I have never heard of a negative impact of crystals, using crystals to heal or wearing crystals or carrying crystals or putting crystals and geodes, big stone cuts in your house. So if it doesn't hurt, then I feel that it can just help. And of course, the skeptics are going to say, with Dr. Vargas, you're using the placebo effect. And the placebo effect, again, and I've spoken about this in many other episodes, but I am fascinated by the placebo effect. So if I believe that this stone helps with anxiety and I wear it and I'm less anxious, I think that there's a wonderful effect. The placebo effect is wonderful then. Why would you want to rain on that parade? You know, why would you want to, you know, just put down some belief system that is actually helping somebody? Many Native Americans, especially the people in Peru, they use a lot of the crystals, mostly quartz, but they use a lot of crystals in healings and ceremonies and shamanism. And so they use these crystals and they have powerful effects of healing in their people with no drugs and no interventions that are Western, you know, styled. So to harness the power of the placebo effect, I think is a wonderful thing. The placebo effect really just engages some of our pharmacy upstairs in our brain. So some people say that it helps with the endocrine system and neurotransmitters and or the endogenous opioid system. So it does help with pain, but it helps with a lot of other, the whole gamut. It's regulating hormones. I mean, can you regulate hormones with this crystal if you believe that the amethyst regulates your hormones and you take it and you regulate it? It's a miracle. It's a miracle you make yourself, obviously. But again, I would never put down something that actually helps people, doesn't damage anybody like the crystals are. So that's why I wear amethyst. And I recommend it too. Can you have something done for your pets? Absolutely. I'm looking for somebody that can do an amethyst, you know, a piece of amethyst in a charm to put in my dog's, you know, harnesses, just to kind of like keep them healthy. Again, it can only help. So what are other famous crystals that people use? Because I only like the amethyst. But some people use the clear quartz, and they say that it clears the mind and heals the body. Some people like obsidian, which is the black. It's kind of like a negative energy and stress and tension. It blocks. So it's dark, and it usually blocks. I think that a lot of people that are into the secret wear or have citrine or citrine. It is it's called the manifestation stone. So you hold it while you do your meditations. By the way, I do have amethyst in my meditation place in my house, and I do meditate daily, and I use amethyst. I think it's just an object that you center and focus your energies on, and that object is imbued with your energies. Turquoise is used for Native Americans. I have a lot of jewelry from Native Americans, and because I love that they is handcrafted, that they use it to feed their families, and they're beautiful pieces, and they use turquoise. And turquoise is used for healing, protection, and good luck. And boy, shouldn't we all get some? Now, this year, I'm in the look for tiger's eye because 2022 is the year of the tiger, and we're gonna all roar and be brave and confident like a tiger. So I want to harness that energy. And so tiger's eye is a stone that boosts creativity and gives you confidence. And that's why I guess it's called tiger's eye, because it embodies those qualities of the tigers. So I'm in the lookout for some jewelry with tiger's eye. So if you guys are listening and you know somebody, send me the links. Moonstone is from success and new beginnings. So that stone is also in Chinese culture used for good fortune. So it's celebrated and given as gifts for New Year's. Bloodstone is also for professional goals. So when you're focused on a goal, you can use a bloodstone or a sapphire, because the sapphire gives you strength to go through challenges and, you know, will help you sharpen your intuition. And of course, the rubies, the red, and it's like the heart energy. So the heart is your Shen, your spirit, so and your concentration. So it's really great for creativity, concentration. So there isn't any studies that you're going to find, or if you do, let me know, that kind of prove the all of these things that I'm telling you. I am based on, obviously, experiential knowledge with the amethyst myself. And in the cultures around the world that have used crystals for thousands of years. And so whether it is that they harness truly energy or that they provoke a very strong response from your placebo effect, the mechanism is unclear and I really don't pay too much attention to it. I enjoy the stones. I enjoy the look of them. And so to me, that's half the battle there. Enjoy what you do, what you wear, and what you where you are. Surround yourself with beauty, and your life will improve tenfold. I hope you liked this episode. I know it wasn't medical, but I had to address this crystal thing because people see me with all these amethyst crystals, and they think I'm a little witch, but I'm not. So I wanted to let you know about the crystals. If you like this one, please share it with your friends, subscribe, hit the notification button, check us all out in TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. We're everywhere. We're like the crystals everywhere on earth. Thank you and have a great 2022, the year of the tiger. And remember that from now on, we're going to be downloading every Friday a brand new episodes. So you can be on the lookout for them. In the meantime, visit our Facebook page, the Pet Healer Podcast page. We also have a website, thepethealerpodcast.com. And we are in most platforms, so you can enjoy our topics. Thank you, and until next time, take care. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. Information about this episode came from my book, AltVet, the Revolutionary Pet Care and Longevity Solution, available in Amazon at our clinic and soon to be an audiobook. So look forward to that. And this episode was sponsored by my practice, Orchid Springs Animal Hospital. And our website is www.osahvsinvictorets.com. osavets.com. There's a lot of information out there if you want some more information on integrative pet healing. And our Pet Healer podcast is going to be available in all platforms. So we're looking forward to seeing you again.